raising your voice. Peace.
This Saturday, December 21, Mendoza Hoff Revels, a jazz-punk quartet hailing from New York City, will make their D.C. debut at the Black Cat on 14th Street Northwest in a concert presented by Capital Bop. Details can be found at capitalbop.com. That's CAPITALBOP.com. WPFW, building a better world, one broadcast at a time.
I'm Muisa Muntali, host of African Now, and you're tuned to member-supported WPFW Washington.
You know, nowadays it seems like there's a lot of bad things going on, and I guess a lot of it, from the way I see it, seems to still stem from lack of feelings on our parts and how we relate or communicate with our fellow brothers and sisters. Hatred is a feeling, love is a feeling. Let's hate all that does not allow us to love. And we can do that just by getting to know each other and talking to the people. Who can you turn to tell your troubles? Tell them to. You can't go around wondering what it is you gotta do. You gotta be ready and willing to make a move. Nobody can push you if you don't want to move. You suffer, cry, and hate, and live the American way. Fly the hateful skies of America, fly the American way. Gotta talk to the people.
Yeah, yeah.
Here go.
Gotta talk.
Yeah. Hello. Fly the American way. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good morning, Chip.
Good morning.
It's a lovely day in the neighborhood, and you know, it's chilly, as they say.
As they say.
This morning, we are
in a pledge drive.
Yes, we are. And I thought I heard Sataria earlier, but I guess I didn't. Yes, we are in a pledge drive, folks, and we need your support. The station needs your support. You know, give us a call at 202-588-9739. That's the pledge line. And you can also go online at wpfwfm.org. Red button for donate. And make a contribution to the station and all that we do here, okay? One of the things that we must reemphasize is that the station is in the midst of, you know, relocation. You know, we're trying to expand our capacity. There are a lot of things that are required to do that. So your contributions all go to that. You know, there's no Butterfinger Fund or anything like that going around. But, so it all goes to the progress of the station. And since 1977, we've been here.
That's right.
We've always been able to do it, you know, with your contributions, your consciousness.
Right. So make
man, this
Christmas,
morning.
Christmas present to WPFW.
Yeah, exactly. Put a little bulb on a tree, you know, or light a candle, you know, and make a donation for us, okay? All right. Well, it is the holiday season in many respects, but it's also the wacky season. I mean, that's I want to ask our listeners this morning, you know, the wackiest stories that you know, have come across your path, you know, of late. And holiday notwithstanding, you know, because there are a lot of things that, you know, just seem kind of whack. You know,
biggest one
get answers to.
Biggest one just happened now. I mean, who knew Elon Musk was a shadow president? I mean,
whack story number one. You know, like, I mean, that's whack. You know, that you know, that kind of power is just handed out because of the money. That's not the only one. I mean, you know, kind of, like I say, wacky stuff. The notion that workers are not being paid living wages and things like that. That's what the whole Walmart, you know, story is about. I mean, excuse me, Amazon.
Amazon, right.
And yeah, and you know, those truckers, you know, those you know, they don't want to give them, you know, benefits and things like that. But they want they want the labor force, but they don't want to pay for it.
Right.
That's whack.
And they, and Mr. Bezos got money to burn going to the moon, right? Going into space.
Yeah. But okay.
Can't afford to pay his people that are making him multi millions, making him a billionaire. He can't afford to pay them a living wage.
And so once again, you know, these are just some of the wacky stuff that we may not pay a lot of attention to, but when you add it all up, you know, it's what's going on here, you know. 202-588-0893. You know, what's this wacky time we're going through, where up is down and down is up, and you know, things. You know, like this government shutdown.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I guess people in this area have become kind of
desensitized,
to the drill, you know, but it's still whack. It just doesn't make sense. You know, it's just no sense at all. No, it's just whack. If you have a comment that you'd like to make about a wacky story that you feel deserves, you know, some attention, give us a call, 202-588-0893. This is Community Watch and Comment. We'd like to get your thoughts about such matters. Because, once again, you know, the common man has a lot more common sense than what we see displayed, you know, too often,
mm-hmm,
by government officials, you know. 202-588-0893. Your wacky story, you know, what story that you classify as whack? The cabinet picks. All up and down the line, you know, those guys are having issues, are having issues, you know? All right, 202-588-0893. And don't forget, make that donation, folks. All right, keep these airways open. Good morning, caller. Welcome to the program.
Good morning. I hope everybody does make a donation because everybody needs to be educated, and WPFW is one of the few places that does educate people. And so I hope people make the pledge, and I hope more people from around the country start listening to WPFW, even if it has to be on the internet. I think some of the wackiness that you're talking about is because of what I just said. There is censorship, and I don't think people realize it in this country. We talk about someone who's we vote for people who say they're grieving about all the violence and other things, but the violent, but they won't stop the thieving and the genocide, and they say nothing about how they're going to stop it, and they got the, they had the power to stop it. We have insurance people who depriving people who are older of certain types of insurance, or now that they have an Advantage program, Medicaid Advantage, which is another thieving program, which they wouldn't do, and partly because of the same person. He came in with Obama, and he stopped the one-payer system, and that's Biden, who came in with a big donation, and I think the one-payer system was might have been a factor in that. Who knows? But anyway, after he became the choice for vice president, all the one-payer things got left behind. So, you know, that's just the thing of it. But the media, again, is not reporting on that. You were just talking about Elon Musk, or was it the program before yours? You were talking about somebody. And people don't know this, but when Trump was last president, he was one of the 4,000 big, rich manufacturers or people who got what they call accepted from these tariffs and whatnot. So we can't get a cheap Chinese car, which would drive down the price and cause manufacturers here to get going. And even if they do tariff of the cars, it's not going to help the industry in this country, because the only people who are cared about are people with money. So
all right.
We're not taught that by the media, and the big media is. But the positive things happening this Christmas is that the big media companies and newspapers are losing people, because people are starting to get wise on their own. And
very good. And that's it right there. People are learning on their own.
Definitely,
they believe in their own lying eyes.
Yeah. Yep. They're starting to believe their own lying eyes and stopping the belief that they'll become rich if we support this genocide or this Nazi company Ukraine, or the genocide company, and when we can't feed our
okay,
people,
sir,
or whatever.
Sir, we got some other callers, so we're gonna move on. Okay.
Okay. You have a good one. Take care.
Thank you.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it. 202-580-8893. Good morning, caller. You on WPFW.
Hey, good morning. My name is Elmo. How you doing this morning, my brother?
How you doing?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. You know, I really dig your show, because we still haven't woken up yet. We're still not voting with our wallet. We're still spending our dollars in the wrong places, supporting these people and these entities. And we have not... We don't know the definition of boycott and how powerful that can be for us. We still keep spending our money in the wrong places, brother. You know, you give me a Tesla, I'm selling it. I'm not driving this product. Whole Foods, I'm not shopping at Whole Foods to make this guy a billionaire even more than what he already is. We have not learned this thing about our money yet. Money controls everything. If we'd have boycotted the NFL when Kaepernick was cut loose, they would have gave that boy a job back within 60 days. But we don't do that. Mm. We still support these entities that deprive us and hold us down. We haven't learned anything from a bus boycott. My comment, I'm out.
All right. 202-580-8893. Community watching comment here on WPFW. Your station for jazz and justice. And this morning, we're getting your thoughts about the wackiness of our lives lately. You know?
Yeah, what's been going on?
What's been going on? And, you know, it's just, Well, like I say, even this, I mean, the shutdown is just unfathomable. I mean, it's, but it's real. So, you know, it's, people, you know, are going to have to deal with it. How we deal with it, and I do say we, because it will affect all of us, particularly in this area, you know, so, but keep your wits about you. That's for one thing. All right. Good morning, Carlo. You on WPFW?
Good morning. Am I on the air?
Yes, you are.
You are.
Okay. Thanks for letting me comment. I think something that has flown under the radar is the following, and that is for many people that have come out of COVID and have received a forbearance, it seems like Fannie Mae has directed the banks to not just allow the banks to put the 2 years or so of forbearance at the back of the loan, but rather force them into a further, a much longer loan. In other words, for example, myself, I had 7 years left on the loan.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of just taking the 2 years and putting it on the back of the loan and making it 9 years, they forced me into a 40-year mortgage if I wanted to have that loan modification done. And that was directed by Fannie Mae. And that's something that smells illegal. And I think that's something that has flown under the radar. Mm-hmm. And so many banks have gotten away with it. So I just wanted to share that because I'm positive that I am not the only one that has had that happen to them.
So they forced it into a refinance instead of.
Well, there's two steps to the refinance. You in order to get a refinance, you first have to have the loan modification to get current. You know, so when you came out of the forbearance, you're late by 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't make that lump sum payment right then you have to have a loan modification to put all those late payments at the back of the loan, and then you're shown as caught up. So whether or not you can do a refi at that point, that's a separate matter. But in order to do that loan modification, they forced you into signing a 40-year mortgage. Whereas you only have...
They're trying to force you to a traditional environment.
Yeah, that's right. They just want to keep folks paying. So I
all right, my man. Thanks for sharing your story.
Yeah, let's take a look at that.
All right. Yeah, take care.
And look, what's so ironic about that is that we're about to enter next year with an administration that's pro-business all the way.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of the protections, you know, that consumers have in matters like this and so many others.
Won't be there.
it's going to be a tsunami, you know. You know, if you got something going on the books now, pursue it. It might be more, it's definitely going to be more difficult moving forward. All right, 202-588-0893. Your wacky stories for the season. Plenty out there. Stories that just have you kind of saying, well, why would they do that?
Right, scratching your head. You know,
yeah.
Trump's attempted appointments make you scratch your head. Just like, really? That person?
I mean, really?
It's like...
Man, they might as well go, you know, I guess the wackiest part of it is that people seem to want to believe that there's not a pool of qualified people out there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? There's zillions of qualified people out there to fulfill these positions and whatnot. But this is all about agenda.
Exactly. And I mean, this whole thing with FBI appointment, you know, and the current director that stepped down. I mean, the whole idea of making the FBI director a 10-year appointment was to take politics out of it, to keep it from changing from administration to administration, to make that person not beholden and only focused on the FBI. And here we see politics sneaks in and it circumvents that, you know, and that just makes you scratch your head, you know. It's like, okay, we try to set up guardrails and people, they don't care. You know, they just jump them. They don't care.
Hey, they don't care, you know. 202-580-0893. Your comments this morning on Community Watch and Comment. We're seeking your wackiest story that just come across for you. Boeing still having issues with their airplanes.
Right.
You know, people flying, you know, at record numbers. And, you know, they still got these kind of issues. The drones. And then you're talking about whack.
Right.
I mean,
it's alien.
You would think that
it's alien.
You know, it's something, you know. Because, you know, I mean, all the technology that the U.S. possesses,
right?
You know, military and civilian,
right?
And they can't get an identity on that. That is whack.
Like I said, I think it's aliens, and they get close enough to see what's going on here in America, and they don't want to stay, and they just fly away. That's why we can't have any landings.
So they're driving by, right?
Yeah, they're like, ooh, roll up the windows. Let's keep going.
202-580-0893. Good morning, caller. Welcome to the program.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello, how are you doing? I wanted to
ask.
All right.
Great. I wanted to
echo. Turn your radio down there.
Yep, radio's down. I wanted to echo what a previous caller was saying about the mortgage situation. I had the same thing happen to me. And to make it worse, not only did they force me into a 40-year mortgage, but, and I had 5 years left on my pre-COVID amount. But then the mortgage holder overpaid the taxes, and then they sold the loan. So that meant that it increased my monthly mortgage payment 300%.
Jeez.
So now I'm in a big fight with the new mortgage company who said, well, last year you had to pay several thousand dollars more, because that's the information we got from the previous mortgage company. And that's how they're manipulating this system to take real estate from people who go through the worst economic crisis in U.S. history. And most of those in D.C. are African American.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you have a lawyer or anything? I mean, are you pursuing this? You know, this, are you challenging this, you know, what has happened to you? And if so, how?
Yes. Well, I don't have a lawyer in the situation right now, but I am going to present the case to the DC's attorney general. And I have been fighting with this new lender for about 6 months, and then the previous lender for about 2 months, about the fact that they overpaid that tax to DC government. The DC government returned the overpaid taxes six months ago. But it's on the mortgage company's books as having been paid out. So I'm making headway in making my argument slowly with the mortgage holder, the mortgage company, at least for them to acknowledge that they got the money back and that was an erroneous tax bill.
Right.
But it's just, it's exhausting. Uh-huh. People don't have the strength to argue this for, I've been doing it for 8 months.
It's not easy.
Because what happens is—
Can I ask you something? Was your original mortgage just a conventional 30-year mortgage?
Yes.
Okay, and so you had 5 years left on it. I can't imagine how much you could have owed that they could spread that back out over a 40-year. I mean, it seems like that would have dropped your payments.
Well, you know, it
dropped the payments, but what it did is it lengthened that length of time, so that now the mortgage company has 40 years of interest that they're going to collect on what would have been paid off pretty much within the next couple of years if COVID had not happened. So now they've got this windfall over 40 years, plus they can still manipulate that system, that tax system and whatnot, to come in and then put burdens and negative tax implications on your record.
Mm-hmm.
So they can come in and foreclose.
You know, I hate to break this up, but that's one of the reasons why, you know, people, you know, like yourself in situations like this need some professional advice, you know, even if it's just a friend, you know,
who knows the system.
Right.
Because
they're going to, you know, they have all the advantages, you know, they got all the bells and whistles. They got all the excuses.
Right.
So, but good luck to you.
Glad to hear from the previous call, but I wasn't the only one going through it. And the Attorney General's office and other...
Well, you're not the only one. We had a previous caller that was going through the same thing.
Right.
Okay?
All right.
All right, my man. Thank you for your call. All right.
Well, we're on the board. We need to thank Kendrick in Chicago, Illinois, for his donation.
Thank you, the Windy City. Yeah.
And we're still looking for some more help for any listeners out there.
Look, that number is 202-588-9739. That's 202-588-9739 to make that pledge of support to WPFW and to this program, Community Watch and Comment, where your voice is topic of the day. Okay.
We're also on Cash App at $WPFW FM and on the web at WPFWFM.org with a big red donate button.
Yeah, and you get to check out the entire grid if it's your first time listening or whatever. So by all means, go to our website and make a pledge of support to Community Watch and Comment, Friday edition. And we'll be honored to thank you before the show is over, okay? All right, 202-580-8893. That's the comment line. Your thoughts about wackiness going on in this world of ours. What wacky story has not been given any thought to, that you haven't seen any reporting on? You know, I was the shooter of the healthcare executive.
Uh-huh.
I'm watching him, you know, the films and tapes or whatever of them transporting him from site to site. The New York police and no telling who else, because they literally have an army surrounding him. An army.
That's right.
I'm not talking about one or two, you know, three or four. You know, it's an army. And it just, then I thought about, well, is the corporate state determined to just crush this guy?
Well, they're looking at trying to get him the death penalty now, right? So
yeah, definitely.
You know, marking him as a terrorist, because you know New York doesn't have the death penalty, so it's got to be bumped up to a federal crime for them to elicit the death penalty. But those CEOs, I mean, they're worried. You know, they're fearful of the idea of having to go back to work. You know, somebody who might be shooting them up, which you know is interesting. How many middle schoolers have that same fear? But we're not doing the same kind of help for them, are we?
You know, they used to call it going postal.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that?
Yep.
Okay. All right, 202-580-8893. You're in tune to 89.3 WPFW, your jazz and justice station here in the nation's capital. All right. Good morning, caller. You're on WPFW.
Grand Rising. Am I the one you're speaking with?
Yes, we are.
Yes, sir.
Okay, Grand Rising. The idea that all these occurrences going on, I heard earlier you guys were saying, it is some comment to the effect that it is can't understand it or something to that effect. I think that we can understand it, and I think that we need to stop using these phrases because the people, we do understand it, but when we hear others say things like, I can't understand it, or that it is wackiness, I think it is the state of capitalism. And mm-hmm. the United States in the particular, capitalism here, the seat of it, is dying. It is on its last leg. And that aspect of capitalism that's dying and on the last leg, it is the entree for the most right-wing, rabid, fascist element to come into being and to fight to hold on to this thing they got. It's like the mafioso, this thing of ours, they say. But it is not crazy. It is rational for capitalist greed to do what they are doing to keep us in place. Us meaning the working class.
Mm-hmm.
You see, and that what it does not want is for people to take up resistance, and I support any form of resistance to this murder and killing that's going on in the United States and being perpetrated by the United States. You look at Gaza, you look at the Ukraine, you look at all the various countries in Africa. These are events that are occurring so that white men in the United States and that citizens of the United States can live the life with the amenities that we enjoy here. And when I say that, I mean we, black people, white people, we enjoy the quality of life here because the United States, this white man all over the world, is wreaking havoc on non-white people all over the world so that we can do what we do and call it that we earn this, that this is democracy. This is not democracy. This is a dictatorship, and it is killing people. Black people here, we are dying every day. Healthcare, that's violence. But those violent perpetrators aren't being called to account. I don't know who this man is that shot this other man, but the position that one held as being involved with healthcare, doing the things that he's responsible for doing, as well as many others, they deserve to be killed. Because
all right,
the
we're gonna end it right there. Okay.
No way,
well, no, we're gonna end it right there.
Yeah, we can't condone violence.
I mean,
there's a lot of stuff that needs to be corrected, but we can't.
Right.
We can't do it. And the problem is, you know, I understand where you're at because, you know, the catchphrase that always gets me is after, you know, particularly after school shootings, you know, the phrase is always, well, you know, this is not who we are. Well, if you're having over 480 school shootings a year, then it's exactly who you are.
So talk about
changing who you are and not denying the fact that you have a problem. So, but we
we want to thank you for the call. We appreciate you sharing your perspective. Okay. All right. Let's see. 202-588-0893. Community watching comment. This morning, we're getting your thoughts about the wackiness, you know, the stuff that just don't make sense. You know, it's just crazy, you know, wacky. Can't put it any other way. All right. Good morning, caller. You're on WPFW.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes. I'd like to make three quick comments, and I'll be as fast as I can. The first one is about the home.
Excuse me, sir. Is your radio on? Is your radio on?
No. I don't have anything on.
Okay. No, you definitely do. Turn that radio down.
I'm going out in my hallway. Yeah, I'm out in the hallway now.
All right, let's try it.
Okay, number one, the people that's calling about the home loans, you gotta learn about contracts. If you have a contract that with only one signature on it, that means you wasn't given a loan. You gotta go back and look at your contract. If you have a contract and only your signature on it, then you wasn't given a loan.
I'm sorry, we're getting feedback.
Yeah, I dropped him.
Yeah, caller, we regret we couldn't make that connection. You're welcome to try again, okay? All right, 202-580-0893. You know, the callers that have been brought up about this mortgage stuff, I mean, can you imagine what the populace is going to go through over the next few years?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, good gracious, man. All right, we got a caller on the line. Good morning, caller. Welcome to WPFW.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. It's a lot of heady stuff today, but I'm interested to know what happened to the marsupial that came out of the sewer in D.C. the other day. It ran off. Did the control people ever catch it and end up on somebody's chop suey plate? That's my comment.
The marsupial.
I don't know. Marsupial was in the sewer. I don't remember that story.
I can imagine it. You know, I mean, you know, there are a lot of things in them sewers, man.
Yeah.
So just try to find a warm spot, I guess. But no update on that. You know, that we're going to assume that the marsupial survived. 202-588-0893. Good morning, caller. You on WPFW?
Yes. Can I make a comment?
Good morning.
Yes, you can.
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry. What did you say?
Yes, you can. You're on.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Turn your radio down.
I just want to say it's absurd that we live in a world in 2025 almost, in which Nazism is still being perpetuated against the Jews, and Zionism is being perpetuated against the Palestinians, and you know, these Israeli Zionists are trying to resurrect a dead nation, and they have a ghetto trying to mask themselves as a nation, proclaiming their nation, and we just live in absurdity. And Congress is giving Netanyahu standing ovations, We live in a world of security, and we have to have an offense. We can no longer be like the people in Cuba when they had Batista in power. Fidel and Che recognized the situation and dealt with the situation, and we got to have that same kind of mind, because we're facing that same kind of fascist situation. And that's all I got to say. Thank you.
All right. 312-588-0893. Give us a call. You know, this is thing about, I should say a thing, it's concern that Elon Musk has just bought his way into the presidency.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's all kinds of speculations about that. Now, I don't mean no harm, guys, but that is the wackiest damn story, because it's been allowed to happen.
You know? Yeah, I mean, we always assume that everything is for sale in America, right? And now we're seeing even the presidency. But it's also that we have, you know, it seems that we have someone elected who doesn't really seem to have, right or wrong, whether you agree with it or not, a moral compass. I mean, his compass,
a moral compass.
seems to be about him, you know, and right or wrong, it seems like our presidents before then had an agenda that was larger than themselves. And when you're dealing with someone who is all
grievance,
either, yeah, then
all it, grievance,
yeah, that it opens up the door for someone with money and access who,
yeah, who but man,
caters to him. To
I mean, but geez, I mean, this is America,
right?
You know, land of laws and, you know, procedures and policies.
Yeah, well, anyhow, that's what we say. And like I said, we always talk about this is not us, but, you know, often it is.
Here we are. Here we are. All right. Good morning, caller. Thanks for waiting. You on the WBFW.
Hey, Ron, this is Marvin from Washington.
Hi, my man. How are you?
Hey, Ron, tell me this. Several days ago, Joe Biden pardoned this judge in Pennsylvania that were responsible for the Kids for Cash scandal, that over 2,300 young black kids were wrongfully convicted in two prisons. One judge was serving 28 years, the other one was 17. I mean, for the life of me, I can't understand why would he pardon a criminal like that, man, that was responsible for ruining the lives of over 2,300 kids, man. And the life of me, I just can't. I mean, I think
they're explaining, and I think it's problematic, is that the way Biden looked at pardoning is he did it as a bulk pardon. We're under the misconception that he went through individuals and pardoned them, but he didn't. He bulk pardoned people by categories. So you could have, you know, someone like that whose crimes were egregious against people, but they fit into a category, so they were pardoned with a group of other people, you know, who weren't. So and I think that is very problematic in the way that Biden went about pardoning.
Yeah, and another unreported story. In California, in prison in California, you have over 103 women who won a $1 million lawsuit against seven correction officers that were found guilty of sexually assaulting and abusing women in that prison.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's another issue that is underreported in the mainstream media. You know, these are issues.
Wait a minute. Look, they ain't going to pay no attention to that stuff. They're turning it into a movie. You know, they're turning it into a movie, but you know, they won't they won't do it. They won't touch it. You know, just, you know, because they're prisoners.
Right.
Okay. And
hey, Ron, man, y'all have a happy holidays.
Yes. Man. Same to you, sir.
Okay. Hi, Marvin.
I mean, that's true. I mean, again, we get back to, well, this is not us, but we are constantly, I mean, with the chokehold on the guy on the subway in New York, with that defendant being completely absolved of any crime, we see in our face that certain lives are worth more in America than others.
Exactly.
And it's just so, once again, that's why I use the word whack, because mm-hmm. it's outside the human, it's that's supposed to be outside the human capacity, outside right. the human realm, you yeah. know, humanity. There's a level of humanity that's being dismissed here in these situations. And that's what makes it whack, because right. it makes it, it's, you know, you're intentionally doing harm to somebody else, you know, and yeah. Or your policy is, and you know, that's just out of kilter.
It defies yeah. logic too, because I mean part of the reasoning is that they said that Neely became more agitated as the guy put him in the chokehold. Try holding your breath for 6 minutes. Now, think about somebody holding you from breathing for 6 minutes. You're going to become more agitated. I mean, that the logic of that is that you're fighting for your life. So it's the way in which we see other people, and we see their actions apart from what's logic and what we would do. If somebody's choking you for 6 minutes, you would become agitated. But somehow this guy, the other guy, you know, well,
you become asphyxiated.
Yeah, he's somehow different, you know.
I tell you. That's, once again, it's just the wackiness, you know.
Right.
You know, what's his name? Putin talking about using some new nuclear weapon. That's, you know, that's whack.
Yeah, he means a clean nuclear weapon, not radioactive nuclear weapon, right?
Something. Good morning, caller. You want PFW?
Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning. Yes. Good morning. I think it's a great day to note the. Well, in attempting to write the obituary of the Democratic Party, the historic party of slavery, Jim Crow reaction, imperialist war, and now since the anti-communist, wars all around the globe, including against the Soviet Union and now China, which of course is one of the few areas where Democrats and Republicans have agreement. They all know they need to take out China at some point in the medium future. Trump's faction realizes the American economy, military is depleted from all its previous depredations and vile genocides and wars of attrition that are funded by borrowed or printed money and bled by foreign actors. You know, the Ukrainians are they're about bled white, it seems like, but they keep throwing good money after bad in order to try to get get the Russians to somehow break. And now, of course, the losers, which we all learned from years of Democrat-Republican banding in Congress, the losers always attempt to negotiate a victory, which they'll try to do. And I don't think Putin's going to have much of it. In any case, the Democratic Party, Joe Biden, the vileness of his corrupt family, company, set of companies, actually, has been exposed. You know, the media and the minions continue to run point and say, you know, everything was fine. The Pelosi and Obama and the, you know, getting rid of Biden once he showed his.
Okay, sir. Sir, with all due respect, with all due respect. Now, you made some very interesting comments about the Democrats, but I didn't hear you say a single word about the Republicans out there and what they're engaged in. Now, are you saying that doesn't matter? Okay. You know, if people can accept the issues regarding the Democrats, you know, the Democrats, you know, are not the only party in this country.
I'm just asking. The social Democrats in this country to choose. You go with the Democrats, the party of capitalist imperialism, or you become a real socialist looking for the answer within the socialist milieu that can organize.
Are the Republicans responsible for any of this?
They are responsible. But that's
okay, then. But then that needs to be said.
Funny. That's really funny.
That's. Well, it's not funny. I'm just saying that. You know, that's why I asked you the question.
It fuses American capitalism, is what it does. Trump is no Hitler. He's a reactionary capitalist. that's what it is.
Right.
He has more in common with the Bushes, the Clintons, the Obamas than they like to admit, and the Podestas, the Rockefellers, and the Kennedys.
All right. Well, listen, thank you for sharing your real perspective. So let's go to the next caller, and then we got to make way for Shea Butter.
We're still looking for some donations this morning.
Yes, we do, definitely. Good morning, caller.
Wackiest story I can think of in recent years, let alone this past week or maybe even fall of 2024, is the retraction and apology by Rachel Mangum accusing the Duke Lacrosse members of a race.
Oh, yes.
2006. It's whacked from the beginning on the front end of it by the fact that it was maintained, I suppose, by the accuser all these years, and then it's whacked that there's a retraction on the back end of it. So straight whack without any problem. You know, is that story? I don't know what you guys think. But anyway.
Yeah, I mean that. You don't know what to do with that. I mean, is she going to be charged with something? I mean,
no, it was just the whack factor.
I'm just giving it a whack factor.
You know, it's off the meter. The Geiger counter has jumped around to the back. You know.
Well, like I said, I guarantee you. The lawyers will pick her bones, as they say.
Yeah, well, I hadn't heard along those lines in terms of defamation of character. Probably be a good place to start with any retributive litigation. But I don't know. I'm just simply presenting it for your consideration as a whack story.
Oh yeah, it's whack.
And we'll never know what damage it does to legitimate women to come forward in the future. You know,
exactly.
it taints the whole process. You know.
Yeah, well, that's.
Hey, man, thanks for reminding us of that because you know.
All right.
Look, this biggie, this big whack, and this little whack. You know. So listen, we gotta roll up out of here. Look, the number to call to make a pledge is 202-588-9739, 1-800-222-9739. If you'd like to make a pledge, just make call one of those numbers, or you can go to our website, WPFWFM.org.
Or a Cash App at WPFWFM. Yeah. $WPFWFM is our Cash App.
And we would be honored to receive a pledge from you, okay? All right, so keep this, keep us on the air, folks. You know, we're going to need this station now more than ever. And your contributions make that possible. All right? We ain't going out like that, right?
That's right. Shout out to Jeffrey, who just donated to On the Ground. Every bit helps.
Thank you. Thank you.
Every show on here.
Indeed. Absolutely. All goes to the pie. All right.
For WPFW News in Washington and WBAI in New York, I'm Sue Goodwin. Here are some headlines. The House last night rejected a new plan, supported by Donald Trump, to avert a government shutdown at midnight. The final vote included 38 Republicans who opposed it, largely because, at Trump's request, the plan included a 2-year suspension of the debt ceiling. A prior bipartisan deal failed earlier this week after Trump and Elon Musk, the world's richest man, came out against it. Earlier today, Republican Speaker Mike Johnson said he has a plan C to avert a shutdown, and the House will vote today on the legislation. But Republicans indicated there is not yet widespread agreement. A government shutdown could force some government agency functions to temporarily cease until new funding has been passed. In related news, the battle of the budget that played out this week is sparking alarm over the outsized influence of Elon Musk on the political process. After an initial bipartisan agreement on a stopgap plan was reached on Wednesday, Musk used social media to post online a flood of misinformation about the deal and called it criminal. Reacting to Congress's failure to pass that measure, Senator Bernie Sanders said on X, quote, "Are Republicans beholden to the American people or President Musk?" Close quote. Democratic Representative Pramila Jayapal said on X, quote, "It's clear who's in charge, and it's not President-elect Donald Trump," close quote. And Representative Jamie Raskin told C-SPAN, quote, "Everybody agreed, and then it was blown up by Elon Musk, who apparently has become the fourth branch of government. And that's just an intolerable way of proceeding under representative democracy," close quote. Elon Musk donated at least $250 million to help re-elect Donald Trump and has since been named to lead Trump's so-called Department of Government Efficiency. In other news, thousands of Amazon workers are on strike at 7 major hubs across the United States in a fight for better pay and safer working conditions. The strike, organized by the Teamsters Union, is being described as the largest protest against the retail giant. The Teamsters say Amazon fails to pay its workers enough to make ends meet and has pushed workers to the limit despite obscene profits. The company reported above-expected revenue growth in the third quarter with revenue of $158.9 billion, 11% higher than the same period in 2023. The union has primarily focused on organizing delivery drivers who work for contractors handling Amazon's deliveries. Amazon says the strike will not affect customers receiving their packages on time and has rejected calls to negotiate since it doesn't consider the drivers to be its employees. In more labor news, Starbucks workers in Los Angeles, Chicago, and Seattle launched 5 days of strikes today after bargaining talks with the coffee giant hit an impasse. Starbucks union representatives say the strike could soon affect hundreds of stores across the United States, by Christmas Eve unless the company agrees to better pay for baristas. The union said Tuesday that 98% of Starbucks Workers United members voted to authorize a strike. The two sides have authorized a strike. The two sides have been bargaining a national contract framework during